I don't hear you talk about being a blessing. And that's what we're called to do. It's not about getting a blessing. It's about being a blessing. And one of the ways you do that, obviously, is through giving, communicating, fellowshipping with one another. And this morning, in commending you and thanking you, I don't have to, quote, preach to you. In fact, they're probably most of the things that you hear, you will have already heard before. You already know it, and you already operate in it. But I do think that on occasion, just like it's good sometimes to tell people thank you or to tell them you appreciate them, sometimes it's good to just encourage and energize and remind people about how powerful generosity, giving, God's economy is in your life. And again, so many of you are living proof of it. I have, been around a long time now, and it's true. It's absolutely true. So that's what we're going to do. And it really started probably 3 weeks ago, maybe four now. Late at night. In fact, it was after I'd taken communion and spoken over you guys. And I heard three words. And they were peculiar. Generous, not stupid. And I thought, do what? But it was pretty clear. So as I do, walked into my office and wrote it down on the board, so I'll see it first thing in the morning. And as I wrote it down, stood there and thought about it for a minute, looked at it the next day, and it's been on and off in my mind now for several weeks. Because really, there's several ways to look at it. Two, basically, generous, not stupid. And I don't know about you, but in my life, I'm listening. There have been a couple of times, maybe, that my generosity was foolish. But the reason for that was because you shouldn't borrow money to give. I actually did that. I confess your faults that you may be forgiven and you remember that. All of those, Julie and I, when we were first married, and there was a ministry I found out about and I was so excited about it. It was really cool, but we were really broke. So I actually borrowed $300, which was a lot of money to me then, and gave it. And there was some blessing involved, but God kind of got on to me. He said, kind of like wadding your money, you know. And I learned. So it's not that you can't do that, but the idea that generous, when people would tell me all the time, it's good to be generous, but don't be stupid, right? That would be one way to look at that. And that was the first thing that came to my mind. Generous, not stupid. You're supposed to give, but don't be stupid, right? I've had so many people tell me that. People that were close to me, people that cared about me. I've had people that acted like they had to watch me, or otherwise I would like give too much or something I shouldn't or whatever. And as I was meditating over that, I'm going, well, there's actually some truth in that. And I thought about the widow's mite. Remember the widow? And she had those few little, we would call them pennies now. And she put them into the treasury there at the temple. Remember what Jesus said? He said she gave more than them all. Why? Because they gave out of their abundance. She gave out of her living. Her heart couldn't have been more right. And yet it says she gave all she had at that time, right? Well, guess what? Didn't stay that way. The master himself noticed that. I guarantee you that woman wound up with an abundance. And that's what he said. And I thought, well, so much for being, you know, generous but not stupid. Well, she gave away everything and Jesus commended her for it. So I guess you can't do that. Well, what's the other side of that? And that is the opposite, which would be being generous is not stupid. Be generous. Being generous is not stupid. If you like, you can look over to Proverbs in the 11th chapter, 24th and 25th verse. And I'm going to just read this to you out of the English Standard Version, okay? There is one who gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give and only suffers want. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will himself be also watered. Being generous is not stupid. In fact, being generous is smart. Being generous is how you wind up being rich. But going back to what we said a minute ago, it's the motive involved. It's why you do what you do. You're not giving to get. You're getting to be a blessing. And we're going to look at that more and more over the next half hour maybe. Probably 3 or 4 years ago, when we were in the middle, well, probably 5 years ago, and it was growing 4 years ago, of what was going on in Masara with Springs of Relief and Global Gospel Fellowship and Peter Kelly Anyando and the Academy and church at Nyamame. All of those things were happening. And the Spirit of God spoke to me, and I've shared it many, many times. A couple of people in particular, when they would do something, would look at me and say, God is creating wealthy people. Remember that? God is creating wealthy people. And I would always say, I'm not saying God is making people wealthy. That's a different thing. God is creating wealthy people. Wealthy, the true riches, the true wealth, because that's when all of that abundance comes on you, but there's no sorrow involved with it, because God is the focus and the other people, the love for other people.